Время, что прочитаем стих, и он просит два питания.
But I would like to hear from some of the devotees their understanding about the three modes of material nature.
Ali bih prije htio čuti od nekih bata njihovo razumijevanje o tri oblike materijalne prirode.
What are some of the qualities first of the mode of ignorance?
Koje su neke kvalitete odlike materijalne prirode neznanja?
What comes to our mind when we think of the mode of ignorance?
Što dolazi naš um kad razmišljamo o odlici neznanja?
Like to hear from a few of you.
Spavanje. Confusion. Lenost.
Neaktivnost. Motive passion.
Odlika neznanja, odnosno strasti.
Disobedience.
Patience.
Okay. Okay, understand.
More?
Motive passion. And that's a real common one. We should know that one. Okay.
Slava.
Yes, that's the
material
of all the modes. What are some special characteristics of the mode of goodness that comes to our mind?
Koje su specijalne odlike guna vrline koje dolaze za vašu?
Simplicity.
Jednostavnost.
Okay. Now one other question I want to ask.
Još jedno pitanje.
Just think about what you're saying already about the different modes.
Razmišljate o tome što ste već do sada rekli o različitim odlikama.
Now I'd like to ask you another, a little more complex question.
Sada ću pitati još jedno možda malo složenije pitanje.
In Krishna consciousness we have what is called Raja Vidya, the king of knowledge.
U svjesnosti Krishna mi imamo ono što se zove Raja Vidya ili kralj znanja.
Krishna is giving both numinal and phenomenal knowledge. After giving such, he says there's nothing really left to be known.
I Krishna je dao sve znanje koje postoji. Kada je tako dao, nije više preostalo ništa što bi trebalo dati.
It's understood that an action that's done that is proper, one will get benefit from that action.
I rečeno je da kada osoba radi aktivnosti koje su pravilne, onda će dobiti dobrobit od takvih aktivnosti.
But the more that we understand why we're doing something, the more benefit there is associated with that action.
Ali što više razumijemo ono što činimo, to više dobrobiti ćemo dobiti iz te aktivnosti koju činimo.
One can engage in devotional service without having full knowledge or cognizance, and still there's some benefit.
Osoba se može uključiti u predano služenje bez potpunog znanja o svjesnosti Krišne i još uvijek dobit će nekakve dobrobiti.
Just as our present situation has to do with jnana sukriti, sukriti, so many different karmic things from the past that now we're benefiting from.
Kao što je sadašnja situacija se sastoji iz različitih sastojaka, kao što je jnana sukriti, sukriti i tako dalje.
But the more that we do things with our free will, with knowledge that's proper, the more benefit there is.
Ali što više radimo stvari iz slobodne volje, sa pravilnim znanjem, to više ćemo dobro biti dobiti iz toga.
So I want to ask this question. Why is it sometimes that we, as Hare Krishna devotees, we know so much, but sometimes we act so poorly?
Pitanje je ovako, zašto mi, Hare Krishna Bhakti, koji znamo toliko puno, onda ne djelujemo u skladu sa tim?
So, what are some of the reasons that you think is responsible?
Što mislite koje su neke drage koje su odgovorni za to?
Yes?
A vaše navike iz prošlosti?
Mm-hmm.
Slabost srca?
Materializacija.
Uvrede, oblike materijalne prirode.
Most of nature.
Anarte ili nečistost.
Anartes, yes.
Bad association.
Mm-hmm.
Loše društvo.
action.
Nedostatak odlučnosti i iskrenosti.
So now we have all the answers.
So odgovore.
How to avoid improper activity.
Sve kako bi mogli izbjeći nepravilne aktivnosti.
We know so many things that interfere with things that cause us to act in an improper way.
Znamo za toliko mnogo stvari koje dolaze i čine na taj način da djelujemo na nepravilan način.
Some of you said bad habits, anartas, offenses.
Neki su rekli loše navike, anarte, uvrede.
Bad association.
Loše društvo.
And you can go on and on and on with so many different things.
I možemo nastaviti tako nabrati toliko mnogo stvari.
And as someone also said, the modes of material nature.
I netko također rekao odlike materialne prirode.
We realize that the modes are like ropes, gunas, they bind us.
Shvaćamo da odlike materialne prirode su poput užeta i oni nas vežu.
It's like someone is trying to be active, mobile, but they're bound by ropes and chains. It's very difficult.
Baš kao osoba koja želi biti aktivna, pokretna, ali budući da je vezana sa užetima, da je jako teško to.
Or sometimes like the dog or an animal is put on a chain, they can move but only so much because they're still bound.
Baš kao ponekad životinje kada su bili stavljene u lance, poput psa na primjer, onda se mogu kretiti u određenom prostoru, ali samo toliko koliko lanac dozvoljava.
So we have the Mahatattva, which is really covering the material universe.
Tako imamo Mahatattvu koja prekriva cijeli univerzum.
These three modes of material nature directly manifested as ropes binding us.
I tri odlike materijalne prirode koje se direktno manifestiraju kao užad koja nas veže.
And now we want to find out ways how to sever these ropes.
I sada želimo naći način kako da prerežemo tu užad.
So we can be really free men and women.
Tako da možemo biti slobodni muškarci i žene.
The ropes cause us to not to experience Krishna's love in full.
Ta užad uzrokuje to da ne možemo iskusiti Krishnu ljubav u potpunosti.
These gunas cause us to cheat ourselves.
I te gune ili odlike čine to da se mi sami sebe varamo.
Lifetime after lifetime.
Život za životom.
Now, today we want to particularly look at the importance of the mode of goodness.
A danas ćemo posebno pogledati važnost odlike vrline.
Because one of the bigger reasons that interferes with our being able to act properly is minimizing the mode of goodness.
Jedan od većih razloga koji na neki način dolazi i smeta nam da možemo dalje napredovati je stvari minimum prisustva guna vrline.
Now of course Krishna tells Arjuna and Nishchay Guna Bhava Arjuna, he said, rise above all of these modes.
Naravno, Krishna kaže Arjuna da se uzmige iznad svih odlika prirode guna.
It's like if you want to go to the top floor of a building, you want to go beyond all the other floors.
Baš kao kad želite ići na gornji kat neke zgrade, morate nadići sve ostale katove.
But to get to the other floors, there's a process.
Ali da bismo došli do tih viših katova, postoji proces.
And so sometimes we know the Siddhanta, we know the goal.
I tako ponekad mi znamo Siddhanta, znamo krajni cilj.
We read about transcendental things.
I čitamo o transcendentalnim stvarima.
We speak and preach about them sometimes.
I čak govorimo i propovijedamo o njima ponekad.
Sometimes we write about them.
Ponekad pišemo o njima.
But sometimes we still don't quite attain the transcendental experience.
Ali ponekad ne dostižemo stvarno to transcendentalno iskustvo.
When we analyze the problems in the world, the problems are really not crime, war, poverty, resource depletion, pollution.
I kad analiziramo probleme u svijetu, onda problem u svijetu stvari nije kriminal, rat, siromaštvo, tako dalje.
And so many, many others.
Mnoge druge stvari.
But the biggest problem is that impotence or lack of potency amongst the spiritualists.
Ali najveći problem je stvari i potencija, odnosno nedostatak snage među spiritualistima, duhovnjacima.
When the spiritualists are stronger, they have the ability to block so much of the negativity.
Kad su duhovnjaci, osobe koje su na spiritualnom putu snažne, onda mogu blokirati toliko mnogo negativnih stvari.
Like in one sense, Kali Yuga, particularly the fall of the brahminical class.
Baš kao recimo u Kali Yugi, nakon pada brahmanske klase.
In the sense that the brahmins are supposed to be the protectors of the Siddhanta.
Na neki način brahmani su oni koji su zaštitnici Siddhanta.
Notice how when we read Bhagavatam, we're looking at a improper Brahmin who has cursed Maharaj Parikshit.
I kad čitamo Bhagavatam, onda možemo vidjeti jednog Brahmana koji nije pravilno djelovao I onda je proklao Maharaj Parikshita, kralja Parikshita.
And so when the, particularly the caretakers of the theology are not sufficiently potent, then Maya just comes in stronger and stronger.
Tako kad oni koji se brinu za teologiju nisu dovoljno snažni, onda Maya iluzija sve više ulazi unutra.
And this happens in all the different religions.
I to se događa u svim različitim religijama.
The Shastra, the scripture is there.
Shastra, sveti spisi su tu.
The gurus or original acharyas giving the system, they have given, you know, the teachings.
Guru, acharya, duhovni učitelji, oni su dali znanje.
But it becomes important for the sadhus to be of high quality.
Ali izuzetno važno da sadhus budu visoke kvalitete, svete osobe.
Because the sadhus are supposed to be the living example of the Shastra.
Jer sadhus, svete osobe, treba biti živući primjer Shastra, sveti spisa.
You see, Acharyavan Purusha Veda, one who knows the Acharya, knows what is what.
Jer onaj tko zna Acharya, on zna što je što.
The scripture is very powerful, but it has to become alive for us.
A sveti spisi su jako moćni, ali oni trebaju postati živi za nas.
The great Acharyas, their blessings are there, but the blessings have to be captured.
Blagoslovi velikih svetih osoba su tu, ali mi ih trebamo uhvatiti.
And it's the animated, vibrant sadhus who are supposed to help to make that happen.
I ti sadhus ili svete osobe su tu koji će nam pomoći da se to dogodi.
Achar and prachar, their actions and speech must be similar.
I njihove djelatnosti I govor trebaju biti isti.
So keep that in mind. We want to read one short verse from Bhagavad Gita.
Držite to umu dok čitamo ovaj stih iz Bhagavad Gita.
So I think probably best if you just read it. 14:11. I'll just do the Sanskrit and read it. Sabhadra su dehismen prakasa upajate janma yara yada vidya virudham sattvam it yuta.
Prijevod. Očitovanje guna vrline mogu se opaziti kad su sve dveri tijela obasane znanjem. Smisao što je Prabhupada. Tijelo ima 9 dveri. Dva oka, dva uha, dvije nosnice, usta, spolni organ I čmar. Kad su sve dveri obasane simptomima vrline, smatra se da je osoba razvila gunu vrline. Gunu vrline može vidjeti stvari na pravi način, čuti na pravi način I kušati na pravi način. Postaje čista iznutra I izvana. U svim se dverima razvijaju simptomi sreće. To je stanje vrline.
So, one of the areas we're going to look at in the next few minutes that interferes with our ability to access genuine Krishna consciousness is a lack of understanding the mode of goodness.
Jedna od stvari o kojoj želimo govoriti, koja u stvari smeta na neki način dolazi iz pričava da razvijemo našu svjesnost Krišne, je u stvari nedostatak vrline.
This is something you were saying, sometimes the reasons devotees or any spiritualist may act improper is because of bad habits.
Kao što su neki od vas rekli, jedan od razloga zašto bilo koji spiritualist ili bhakta nepravilno djeluje, zato što ima loše navike.
Because of weeds, because of anarthas.
Zbog različite korova, zbog anarta I nečistoća.
Lack of faith.
Zbog nedostatka vjere.
We are engaged mostly in sadhana bhakti, so it's devotional service in practice.
Mi smo uglavnom uključeni u sadhana bhakti, odnosno predano služenje u praksi.
And who do we practice on each other?
I na koju prakticiramo na jednim drugima.
We practice with each other.
Jedni s drugima.
So, like in any activity, the quality of your practice determines the quality of your performance.
I kao I svakoj drugoj aktivnosti, kvaliteta naše prakse u stvari određuje kvalitetu cijelog izvođenja.
If you're a musician, if you're a sports, if you're in so many activities, according to how well you practice, you're going to have a big influence on how you perform. Ultimately.
Bilo da smo glazbenik ili sportaš, u skladu sa tim koliko vježbamo, to će se odraziti na našu konačnu izvedbu.
So much of our Krishna consciousness is literally based on what we do and experience amongst our peers.
I svjesnost Krishna u stvari, najvažnije stvari su bazirane na tome što mi na neki način postaje naše iskustvo među onima koji su nama radni.
That means what we do every day.
To znači ono što činimo svaki dan.
Because what we do and how we think every day is what we are.
Jer ono što činimo I o čemu razmišljamo svaki dan, to je ono što mi jesmo.
So imagine someone who's on the ground floor of a building and they're trying to get to the top floor.
I zamislite sad nekoga koja je možda dolje u prizemlju zgrade I želi doći na na najviši kat iste zgrade.
But they are not taking the elevator or the stairs.
Ali neće ići ni liftom, ni stepenicama.
They have a problem.
Imaju problem.
They'll be on the ground floor, and they're looking up and thinking about the top floor.
Jer u prizemlju su, a gledaju gore i razmišljaju o najvišem katu.
Or they go three or four flights, but then they stop there.
Ili odu dva, tri kata i onda tamo stanu.
So I want to read a few references where Prabhupada is explaining the importance of the mode of goodness.
I sada bih pročitao na nekoliko referenciji gdje šla Prabhupada objašnjava važnost odlike gunavrline.
The in your explanations about the mode of goodness, you were saying how it's cleanliness, it's righteousness, it's ethics, it's morality, it's intelligence.
Mm-hmm. I kada objašnjava gunavrline, onda kažete da to je čistoća, pravednost, da to je etičnost, moralnost,
truthfulness,
istinoljubivost.
You see that so much piety is there.
Možemo vidjeti da toliko pobožnosti postoji.
So, but we are constantly reminded that all of the modes are incarcerating. All the modes bind us to this material world.
Ali neprestano nas podsjećaju da sve oblike materijalne prirode nas vežu za ovaj svijet.
But it's the mode of goodness that is the launching pad.
Ali u stvari oblika vrline je u stvari ta baza odakle se lansira stvar.
Out of this material energy, material world.
I to je mjesto odakle se mi možemo lansirati iz materijalne prirode, odnosno iz materijalnog svijeta.
So Vaishnavas usually work out of the mode of goodness, not in, but out of the mode of goodness.
I Vaishnava koriste izraz iz odlike vrline, ne u odlici vrline.
That means they are to use the mode of goodness as a way to launch into the spiritual transcendental realm.
U stvari, Vaishnava bi trebali iskoristiti odliku vrline kako bi se lansirali u duhovni svijet.
And that way it's like they're going from the stairs all the way to the top because they have a way to escalate to the top.
I na taj način idu kao da idu stepenicama sve do vrha, ali su našli pravilan način kako to učine.
So often devotees know about the top, but the actions that they're mostly involved in is covered by mode of ignorance and passion.
I vrlo često bhakte znaju o krajnjem vrhu, ali aktivnosti koje izvode su prekrivene sa odlikama neznanja i strasti.
You just mentioned there's so many other descriptions of the mode of ignorance and passion.
I upravo ste spomenuli opise odlike neznanja i strasti.
So it's like trying to become a psychiatrist without becoming a doctor first.
Jer ne možete postati psihijatra bez da postanete doktor.
It's like trying to become a heart surgeon without first understanding basic general things concerning medicine.
I kao da hoćete postati kirurg bez da razumijete osnovu medicine.
It's like trying to become a musician and not really taking the instrument serious.
I kao da želimo postati glazbenik, a da ne shvaćamo nijedan instrument ozbiljno.
There's almost inherent failure if we act in that way.
Gotovo da postoji pripadajuća sigurnost da nećemo uspjeti u takvim aktivnostima.
Because sometimes it becomes a little confusing why we can have so much knowledge and people can sometimes know so much, but then we find that sometimes people deviate.
I zato može postati malo zbunjujuće zašto imamo toliko znanja i možemo toliko toga znati, a još uvijek možemo napraviti neku devijaciju, znači na neki način zastraniti od onog pravog puta.
We see it happens to others and it can also happen to ourselves.
Možemo vidjeti kako se to događa drugima, a isto tako se to može dogoditi nama.
Now sometimes we hear things about mode of goodness, we think, oh, that's sentimental, that's touchy-feely.
Ponekad čujemo neke stvari o odlici, vrlo onda mislimo, a to je sentimentalno.
Sometimes we can go as far as to say, Prabhu, there's no love in this world.
Ponekad možemo doći do nivoa i reći, Prabhu, nema ljubavi u ovom svijetu.
So therefore we justify because there's no love in this world, we can be harsh, we can be insensitive, we can be obnoxious.
I zato što nema ljubav na svijetu, na taj način opravdavamo što smo mi grubi, nesenzitivni.
We say there's no love in this world, and so therefore we don't try to pursue loving relationship.
Kažemo da nema ljubavi na svijetu i zato ne pokušavamo prakticirati odnose pune ljubavi.
Yes, there's no perfect love in this world until we are pure and connected with the ultimate source of love.
To je točno. Nema čiste ljubavi u ovom svijetu dok nismo potpuno čisti i povezani sa krajnjim izvorom ljubavi.
But we are in practice now, practicing how to become deep lovers.
mi smo sada praktičari, mi smo oni koji prakticiraju kako da postanu osobno koje su u potpuno dubokoj ljubavi.
Too much ignorance and passion interferes with that.
Previše neznanje i strasti se miješa u to.
Because real love is based on selflessness.
Jer čista ljubav se manifestira na tome da smo bezrezervno njegovu volimo.
And it's honoring the highest expression of yourself as well as the highest expression of someone else.
I na taj način izvlači iz nas najviše izraze ljubavi, isto tako i najviše izraze ljubavi iz druge osobe.
So, if we look at most of the things that causes us to deviate, there are things connected with motive ignorance and motive passion.
I ako pogledamo većinu stvari koje uzrokuju to da napravimo devijaciju, to su stvari vezane uz odlike strasti i neznanja.
That means we need to look a little closer at our own individual behaviors.
To znači da malo pobliže trebamo pogledati naše individualno ponašanje.
To see how much we're really being genuine servants of each other.
I koliko smo stvarno izvorni sluge jedni drugih.
The best way we serve is by acting in a way that enhances someone else's desire to become Krishna conscious.
I najbolji način da služimo je na taj način da potaknemo za tuđu želju da postanu svjesni Krishna.
I want to read from three or four different passages of Prabhupada talking about the mode of goodness.
Htio bih pročitati nekoliko dijelova gdje šla Prabhupada govori o odlici vrline.
This is in the preface of the Nectar of Instruction.
To je u jednom predgovoru Nectar instrukcije.
Sri Prabhupada said, in all spiritual affairs,
Sri Prabhupada kaže u svim duhovnim aktivnostima,
one's first duty is to control his mind and senses.
Prva dužnost osobe je da kontrolira svoj um i osjetila.
Unless one controls his mind and senses,
ako osoba ne kontrolira svoj osjetila i um,
one cannot make any advancement in spiritual life.
Osoba ne može napredovati u duhovnom životu.
Everyone within this material world,
svatko u materijalnom svijetu,
is engrossed in the mode of passion and ignorance.
Je uronjen u odlike neznanja i strasti.
In other words, material world mainly means passion and ignorance.
Drugim riječima, materijalni svijet uglavnom znači znanje i strast.
One must promote himself to the platform of goodness.
Osoba se treba uzdići do nivoa vrline.
Sattva-guna.
Sattva-guna.
By following the instructions of Rupa Goswami.
Sljedeća instrukcija Rupa Goswami.
Then everything concerning how to make future advancement.
Tada sve vezano za napredak u budućnosti.
Will be revealed.
Biće razotkriveno.
It's like in the purport we just read in the Bhagavad Gita.
Baš kao u smislu koje smo pročitali Bhagavad Gita.
There was also the mentioning that from the mode of goodness, one sees things in the proper perspective.
Rečeno je da iz odlike vrline osoba može vidjeti stvari u pravilnoj perspektivi.
From the mode of goodness, one knows what is the best action to engage in.
Iz gune vrline osoba zna koja je prava aktivnost u koju se treba uključiti.
It is a mode of goodness that clarifies ambiguity and confusion.
I na taj način ta odlika vrline razjašnjava tu dvojnost i konfuziju.
Bhaktivinoda explains in the Shashastra, in his commentary on the Shashastakam prayers.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur objašnjava u svom komentaru na molitve Shashastake.
He said, one who chants offensively is overwhelmed with thoughts of others' well-being.
Osoba koja
one who chants avoiding offenses.
Mm-hmm. Osoba koja mantra tako da izbjegava uvrede, biće preplavljen
is overwhelmed with others' well-being.
Je preplavljena sa željom da pomogne drugima.
So the sense of chanting helps us to think so good about others and to try to help others in a nice way.
Znači kad mantramo tako da ne radimo uvrede, onda nam to čini da želimo pomoći drugima.
In Hawaii, in a lecture in 1974, Prabhupada says, because without coming to the platform of Sattva-guna, nobody can advance in spiritual life.
I na lekciji u Hawaii na 1974. godine što Prabhupada kaže da bez da bi došlo do guna vrline nitko ne može napredovati.
Prabhupada speaks very strongly. He says, nobody can advance properly in spiritual life.
Što Prabhupada snažno govori i kaže da nitko ne može pravilno napredovati u duhovnom životu.
How do we reach the top floor? When we stop on the second or third floor.
Kako je dostići gornji kat kada smo stali na trećem ili četvrtom katu?
Unless we keep on up the stairs or the escalator, we will just be down, still looking up.
Ako ne krećemo se dalje stepenicama ili ne krenemo liftom, ostat ćemo dole i gledat ćemo prema vrhu.
Prabhupada continues, this is a fact.
Prabhupada nastavlja, to je činjenica.
Just like nobody is allowed to enter into the law college unless he is a graduate.
Baš kao što nitko ne može doći na studij prava ako nije položio prijemni ispit.
Otherwise Prabhupada is saying, just like no one can practice law unless they graduate from the college.
Baš kao što Prabhupada kaže, niko ne može prakticirati pravo, znači ne može postati pravnik ako nije završio, ako nije diplomirao.
So he's saying it's a prerequisite. That must be there for the next thing to be able to happen.
To je nešto što mora biti kako bi se mogla neka sljedeća stvar dogoditi.
And Srimad Bhagavatam 11.25.21, Prabhupada also shares something.
Srimad Bhagavatam 11. pjevanju 24. poglavlju 21. stihu, što Prabhupada također kaže.
Quote, it says, learned persons dedicated to Vedic culture
učene osobe koje su posvećene vedskoj kulturi
are elevated by the mode of goodness
bivaju uzdignute gunom vrline
to higher and higher and higher positions
do viših i viših pozicija.
The mode of ignorance, on the other hand,
odlika neznanja s druge strane,
forces one to fall head fast into the lower and lower births,
tjera osobu da pada sve niže i niže u niža oblika rođenja.
And by the mode of passion,
a odlikom strasti,
one continues transmigrating through human forms.
Osoba neprestano nastavlja mijenjati ljudske oblike tijela.
So here Prabhupada is saying, connected with Vedic culture, very significant is the mode of goodness.
Ovdje što Prabhupada jako je važno istaknuti, kaže da povezano sa vedskom kulturom je odlika vrline.
And through the mode of goodness, the one goes higher and higher.
I kroz odliku vrline osoba ide više i više.
But the mode of ignorance, one goes down.
A u odnici neznanja osoba ide dolje.
And the mode of passion, one continues through the process of samsara.
A u odnici strasti osoba nastavlja proces samsara, uzasno prilaženje i umiranje.
Just one or two verses back in the same chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Jedan ili dva stiha unazad u istom pogledu u Bhagavad Gita.
14.10 purport.
U 14. pogledu, u 10. stihu, u smislu.
Here Prabhupada explains about the mode of goodness as a launching pad.
Prabhupada objašnjava gunu vrline kao lansarnu rampu.
Not that we dwell or stay in the mode of goodness, but we use it to jump, just like some of you are swimmers. And so you are on the swimming board and you jump into the water.
Ne da koristimo gunu vrline da bi ostali u njoj, nego da koristimo kao mjesto odakle se odrazimo, baš kao osobe koje plivaju, oni koriste određene postavi s kojeg skoče u vodu.
Let me share two or three more. Prabhupada says, if one wants,
što Prabhupada kaže, ako osoba želi,
he can develop by practice the mode of goodness.
Može razviti praksom gunu vrline.
And thus defeat the mode of ignorance and passion.
Na taj način poraziti oblike neznanja i strasti.
Although there are these modes of material nature,
i premda su te odlike materijalne prirode,
if one is determined,
prisutne, ako je osoba odlučna,
he can be blessed by the mode of goodness.
Može biti blagoslovljen odlikom vrline.
In other words, there must be perseverance and determination.
Što znači da treba biti ustrajnost i odlučnost.
As such, a part of that is one gets blessed by the mode of goodness.
A jedan dio onda je toga da osoba bila blagoslovljena odlikom vrline.
Then, by transcending the mode of goodness,
tada, transcendirajući odliku vrline,
he can be situated in pure goodness,
može biti situiran u čistoj vrline,
which is called the Vasudev state,
što se naziva Vasudev stadij.
Such a state is which one can understand the science of God.
I to je stanje u kojoj osoba može razumjeti znanost o Bogu.
Now two last ones.
Zadnje dva.
In lecture Calcutta 1974,
u lekciji u Kolkati 1974. godine,
Prabhupada says, so we have to give up the association of Raja Gun and Tamagun.
Što Prabhupada kaže da trebamo napustiti društvo neznanja i strasti.
Then there is question of progress.
Onda postoji u stvari pitanje napretka.
Otherwise it is simply bluff.
Inače je to samo blefiranje.
This is very strong. Sri Prabhupada is saying, unless we're able to give up so much of a connection with passion and ignorance, then it is artificial, it's bluff.
Što Prabhupada jako snažno govori i kaže, ako ne možemo napustiti odliku neznanja i strasti, onda to jednostavno sve umjetno samo blefiranje.
We want to become authentic Vaishnavas. It doesn't go together. Too much connection with ignorance and passion? No, it's impossible.
Ako želimo postati autentični Vaishnava, onda to nije zajedno. Previše odlika neznanja i strasti, ne mogu ići sa autentični Vaishnava.
Last in Chaitanya Charitamrita Anchalila 192.
I zadnje iz Chaitanya Charitamrita Anchalila 1.92.
In purport, Prabhupada explains something else.
U smislu što Prabhupada objašnja nešto jako lijepo.
He says, if in all one's activities,
ako sve aktivnosti osobe,
he strictly adheres to the modes of goodness.
Striktno poleže sa oblikom veline.
He will certainly develop his dormant Krishna consciousness.
Sigurno će razviti svoju uspavanu svjesnost Krishna.
And ultimately become a pure devotee of Krishna.
I konačno postati čisti bhakta Krishna.
So we understand the point that we're trying to address this afternoon.
I razumijemo ovu poantu koju pokušavamo večeras adresirati.
Is that we have these three different modes: ignorance, passion, and goodness.
Postoje te tri različite odlike, neznanje, strast i vrlina.
These modes, they are like ropes, gunas, they tie us down.
Te odlike su poput užita koje nas vežu.
So they interfere with our ultimate liberation and freedom.
I oni se miješaju u našu konačnu slobodu.
All the things you mentioned that cause us to act improper are connected with these modes.
I sve stvari koje ste vi spomenuli i koje utiču na to da mi djelujemo onako kako djelujemo, stvari su povezane sa odlikama materijalne prirode.
But primarily the mode of ignorance and the mode of passion.
Ali uglavnom sa odlikom neznanja i strasti.
You just think of people who have trouble, people who have fallen down, people who are slow in their growth, has to do with these three modes.
I možemo vidjeti ljudi koji su slabi u svojem prakticiranju, oni koji su pali, ili oni koji na neki način padaju iz svjesnosti Krišna, možemo vidjeti da su na neki način povezani sa te tri odlike.
But if we are connected with the mode of goodness and we use that to launch higher, then it's genuine.
Ali ako smo povezani sa odlikom vrline i onda to iskoristimo kako bi se lansirali na više, onda je to pravo.
Prabhupada gave the example of the person who becomes a lawyer.
Prabhupada daje primjer osobe koja je postala odvjetnik, pravnik.
So he goes to the college and he studies many courses in law.
On odlazi na studij i tamo polaže mnoge ispite.
He needs that to be able to branch off into his area of law.
I on, njima je to potrebno kako bi mogao odrediti koju granu prava će si odabrati.
Somebody who specializes, you know, in some area of medicine.
Kad paška on odkako on specializira po određenu granu medicine.
So he needs certain things in place to be able now to go on with their profession.
I oni trebaju određene stvari koje mora biti na mjestu kako bi mogli nastaviti sa svojom profesijom.
So Vaishnavas are well wishers of everyone.
Vaishnavi su dobronamirnici svih.
They are to be puppets for Krishna.
Oni su poput lutke u rukama Krishna.
The more that we can remove our ahankara, our false ego, the more divine ego surfaces.
Što više mi otkrivamo naš ahankara ili lažni ego, to više naš božanski ego dolazi na površinu.
That divine ego shakes off ignorance and passion.
I taj božanski ego na neki način odbaca neznanje i strast.
Welcomes goodness, then later to transcend.
I na taj način daje dobrodošlicu vrlini i kasnije transcendenciji.
So when there is more appreciation of the mode of goodness, we take better care of ourselves.
I kad ima, kad više cijenimo odliku vrline, više brinemo za sebe.
We have better relationships with each other.
Imamo bolje odnose s drugima.
We are much more attentive to our children, to our wives, to our husbands.
Pažljivi smo prema svojoj djeci, prema ženama, prema mužima.
We are much more careful about what are the implications of our actions.
I pažljivi smo oko toga koje su posljedice naših djelovanja.
We are less selfish.
Manje smo sebični.
We have much more appreciation and gratitude of Krishna's mercy.
Više cijenimo i zahvalni smo za Krishnu milost.
And we have so much more utsaha or enthusiasm to engage in the process.
I imamo sve više entuzijazma da se uključimo u proces.
And even though the mode of goodness can stagnate us because sometimes one can want to claim the results.
I čak i kad netko želi dobiti rezultate iz guna veline.
But at least it helps us to get the proper results.
Barem možemo dobiti pravilne rezultate.
And then more and more as we surrender ourselves, we offer everything back to Krishna.
I onda sve više i više što se predajemo, nudimo sve nazad Krishna.
So Srila Prabhupada was saying on the walk in Hawaii, it's a bluff. Somebody is trying to be an authentic Vaishnava and their actions are so much covered by ignorance and passion.
I na jednoj šetnji u Hawaii, naš na Prabhupada je rekao da je stvari
it's a bluff.
It's a bluff. Da, blefiranje je ako neko pokuša biti Vaishnava u gulime znanje i strasti.
And in Bhagavad Gita 14.10, he explains that one becomes blessed, it's an honor to connect with the mode of goodness.
In Bhagavad Gita, u smislu u poglavlju 14. stihu 10, Srila Prabhupada kaže da osoba stvari blagoslovljena kada je povezana sa odlikom vrline.
Because many in the material world is ignorance and passion.
Jer u stvari živjeti u materijalnom svijetu znači neznanje i strast.
So as long as there's so much ignorance and passion, then it means we are still candidates for coming back to the same place.
I dok god imamo toliko neznanja i strasti, još uvijek smo kandidati da se vratimo na ovo isto mjesto.
We are able to transcend ignorance and passion. We have no reason to be in this environment.
Jer ako možemo transcendirati neznanje i strast, onda nemamo razloga da ostanemo u ovom okruženju.
And then it makes it so much easier to get the higher grade once you've got the other grades.
I onda je puno jednostavnije dobiti viši stupanj kada dobijemo taj stupanj vrline.
You're trying to get a doctor's degree, it's not so difficult after you have a master's degree.
Jer da biste bili doktor kad jednom završite, ste više to nije tako veliki problem.
And in conclusion, what happens when we do not do these things genuinely, we become embarrassments.
Jer što se konačno događa, ako ne radimo to izvorno, prirodno, onda postavimo na neki način zbunjeni.
We become an embarrassment to ourselves, to our families, to our communities, to our organizations.
Onda postavimo sramota sebi, obitelji i cijeloj organizaciji.
But we are our greatest enemy because we are not taking the medicine properly.
A mi smo stvari svoje najveće neprijatelje jer ne uzimamo lijek pravilno.
Trying to be transcendental without using the mode of goodness as a launching pad is part of a cheating mentality.
Pokušavajući biti transcendentalni, bez da koristimo odliku vrline kao lansarnu rampu, je u stvari mentalitet varanja.
Thinking we can bribe Krishna.
Mislimo da možemo potkupiti Krishna.
We can do various things, but in the wrong consciousness, and think that Krishna is going to accept it.
Možemo raditi različite stvari, ali u krivoj svjesnosti onda možemo misliti da će to Krishna prihvatiti.
Just like saying, oh, okay, Krishna, you're God, so take this.
Možemo reći, u redu Krishna, ti si Bog, pa uzmi ovo.
Now, be happy.
Budi sretan.
Bless me.
Blagoslovi me.
You're the autocrat, you're demanding, so here, take this.
Ti si autokrat, ti zahtevaš, evo, ti uzmi to.
You say, I have to do some austerity.
Rekao se da moram raditi neke strogosti.
Have to engage in some yoga, some rituals.
Uključiti neku jogu, rituale.
So, okay, I'll do it.
Okay, napravit ću to.
But not the heart of bhakti.
Ali ne iz srca s bhakti.
Or we think we can engage in the ritual while we're so insensitive to the environment.
Ili mislimo da se možemo uključiti u ritual dok smo toliko nesenzitivni prema našem okruženju.
We follow the ninefold process, but at the same time, we're so harsh and insensitive in our sadhu sangha, in our day-to-day relationships.
Možemo slijediti devetorostruki proces, ali smo onda toliko grubi, nesenzitivni u našim svakodnevnim odnosima sa drugim bhaktama, sadhu sangom.
Krishna will see that we're bluffing.
I Krishna će vidjeti da blafiramo.
So why should he give us the ultimate if we're not being ready for it?
I zašto bi nam dao onu konačnu stvar ako nismo spremni za nju?
So it's a serious issue for us to look at individually and in our communities, here as well as all around the world.
To je jako važna stvar koju trebamo pogledati individualno i kao zajednica ovdje u cijelom svijetu.
That as we are genuinely good people, we become transcendental people.
Jer kad izvrno postanemo dobri ljudi, onda ćemo moći postati transcendentalni.
But if we're not honoring Dharma, how can we honor Sanatana Dharma?
Ali ako na neki način nemamo zahvalnosti prema Dharmi, kako ćemo onda imati zahvalnost i neki čast prema Sanatana Dharmi, vječni?
So that's the essence of the discussion, is that Dharma is important because it is from Dharma that we're able to embrace Sanatana Dharma.
Dharma ili propisani principi su važni jer iz njih možemo zagrijeti Sanatana Dharma, vječne principe.
We can't jump to Sanatana Dharma and push Dharma out of the way.
Ne možemo skočiti na Sanatana Dharmu i odgurati Dharmu sa strane.
And that manifests again. We take inventory to see how we're interacting with each other every day. That determines how much we're genuinely coming to Sanatana Dharma.
I možemo vidjeti jednostavno kako se svakodnevnom životu ophodimo međusobno i na taj način ćemo vidjeti koliko napredujemo prema Sanatana Dharmi.
So you have already solved all the issues. You showed us, you taught us the things that interfere with one's actions.
Vi ste riješili sve stvari, rekli ste nam o stvarima koje u stvari se miješaju u naše aktivnosti.
And I just use that to speak a little more to remind us that we don't have to give in to ignorance and passion.
I ja sam govorio samo nešto malo više kako bi nas podsjetio da se nam ne trebamo predati neznanju i strasti.
And if we do, we cheat ourselves.
I ako to činimo, onda varamo sami sebe.
So Prabhupada said, if we really want the highest result, then from the mode of goodness, then we can genuinely know what is what, and do the right thing in the right way.
Prabhupada rekao, ako stvarno želimo napraviti, onda iz gune vrline možemo znati što je što i djelovati na pravilan način.
Hare Krishna. Can we see if there's some questions?
Imate li pitanja?
What if you stand and speak, they can hear you. You speak something. Not necessarily.
Ne nužno.
Sometimes some of the most spiritual people have chronic illness.
Ponekad najduhovniji ljudi imaju kronične bolesti.
Sometimes serious illness helps us to go deeper inside.
Ponekad ozbiljna bolest nam pomaže da idemo dublje unutra.
Makes us more reflective, more contemplative.
Postavljamo više reflektivni I kontemplativni.
Sometimes serious illness reminds us why we don't want to keep having mature bodies.
I ponekad nas ozbiljna bolest podsjeća na to zašto ne želimo održavati I biti više u materijalnim tijelima.
Sometimes serious illness is a way to keep us focused.
Ponekad je ozbiljna bolest ono što nas drži fokusirane.
In other cases, chronic illness is due to some inauspicious karma from the past.
In drugim slučajevima, kronična bolest može biti zbog neke nepovoljne karme.
And so it's not a general consideration that illness means something bad.
I to ne znači generalno da bolest znači nešto loše možno.
It's like there are some people who are very Krishna conscious as long as they're sick.
Ima mnogo ljudi koji su jako svjesni Krishne dok su bolesni.
But when they get well, they have no time for Krishna.
Ali čim ozdrave, više ne imaju vremena za Krishna.
They are trying to enjoy everything.
I onda pokušavaju različite stvari uživati.
Then there are some people who are pretty serious as long as they are well.
I onda su tu drugi ljudi koji su jako ozbiljni dok su dobrog zdravlja.
Then when they get sick, they start cursing Krishna. Why me? Why me?
A onda kad se razbole, onda počnu proklinati Krishna. Zašto ja? Zašto ja?
It's like sometimes devotees are quite Krishna conscious when you know they don't have very much.
Tako su ponekad bhakte jako svjesni Krishna kad nemaju puno.
They're praying to Krishna very intensely.
I onda se intenzivno mole Krishna.
And then one day they get an inheritance.
I onda jedan dan dobiju nasljedstvo.
Or somehow some big money comes to them.
Ili na neki način dobiju veliku količinu novca.
No time for Krishna now. I
nema više vremena za Krishna.
They're just trying to enjoy.
Samo pokušavaju uživati.
So the same Krishna, he will give. In some cases, that's a person's test. In some cases, the test is he takes away.
I Krishna, isti Krishna će dati nešto kao test. Negdje će osoba nešto prihvatiti, negdje neće.
What he is watching is to see what will be your actions in both situations.
I onda Krishna promatra što će biti naša aktivnost u obi situacije.
Many years ago when Srila Prabhupada was on the planet.
Prije mnogo godina kada je Srila Prabhupada bio na planeti.
He gave one devotee who was deathly ill. He initiated him into the order of Babaji.
I jednom bhakti koji je bio smrtno bolestan, inicirao ga u Babaji red.
So this devotee was told by the doctors that he was going to die soon.
I taj bhakti njemu su doktor rekli da će uskoro umreti.
He's the only person Prabhupada ever gave this initiation to.
To je jedina osoba koja je Prabhupada dao tu Babaji inicijaciju.
So like the Goswamis, they were the Babaji club. So he was just to go to India, I think Mayapur or Vrindavan, and just chant and just prepare himself for death.
I baš kao što su Goswami imali tu Babaji odiću, tako on treba otići u Mayapur, Indiju I samo je tamo, jednostavno tamo živjeti I pripremiti se za smrt.
But what happened, he went there for a while, then later he got a second assessment. Second prognosis.
Što se dogodilo? On je otišao tamo neko vrijeme I nakon nekog vremena dobio drugu dijagnozu.
And the next doctor told him, you're not dying.
A drugi doktor mu rekao, pa ti ne umireš.
And so he later went back to the west.
On je kasnije došao ponovo na zapad.
Gave up Krishna consciousness.
Napustio svjesnost Krishna.
Went out to enjoy.
I otišao van uživati.
So we can see what can happen.
Možete što se može dogoditi.
Sometimes when we're in a desperate situation, we can be very reverential and very devotional.
Ponekad kad smo u jako teškoj situaciji, onda možemo biti jako devotijski nastrojeni I sa puno poniznosti.
When we think that our body is in good shape and we have assets, then sometimes we have no time for Krishna anymore.
Ali kad mislimo da imamo tijelo koje je još u dobroj kondiciji, kad imamo sve stvari koje su nam potrebne, onda nemamo vremena za Krishna.
This is also another aspect of passion and ignorance.
To je također drugi aspekt neznanja i strast.
Especially passion.
Pogotovo strast.
Because one has made themselves still the center of things.
Jer osoba još uvijek sebe drži za centrum stvari.
The one is thinking, well, if I can't enjoy, then okay, I'll surrender to Krishna.
I onda osoba misli, dobro, ako mogu živjeti, onda ću se predati Krishna.
After all, I can't enjoy anyway. After all, I have no other alternative.
Nemam drugu alternativu.
But then, as soon as one is thinking, there are so many possibilities for engaging with the most material nature, then the person goes.
I čim ima prilike da se uključi u aktivnosti ova dvije odlike prirode, onda odlazi.
So we should be aware that each of us will have our own different tests.
I trebamo biti svjesni, svatko od nas će imati različite testove.
Some of you, Krishna will make you very sick.
Neke će možda učiniti Krishna jako bolestnima.
He will allow sickness to come upon you.
I dozvolit će bolesti da dođe.
In some cases, he will have you be very healthy.
U drugim slučajima bit ćete jako zdravi.
Sometimes somebody joins the Hare Krishna movement and they were quite poor and all of a sudden their business is
bili na mnogo prijatelja, ali čim dođu u blizinu Hare Krishna Bhakta, onda prijatelji polako opadaju jedan po jedan.
So, Krishna will arrange what is best for each person, and it can be very different.
I Krishna će aranžirati ono što je najbolje za svaku osobu, i to se može razlikovati od osobe do osobe.
Because when you're chanting Hare Krishna, what you're really saying is, dear Radha, dear Krishna, take it away.
I ono što u stvari govorim dok pijemo Hare Krishna, draga Rada, dragi Krishna, molim vas, uzmite sve.
He said, take away anything that are obstacles to my spiritual life, take it away.
Uzmite sve što je prepreka za moj duhovni život.
And you're also saying, anything that I need to be able to come closer to you, bring it to me.
I sve ono što mi je potrebno kako bih vam se približio, molim vas, dajte mi to.
It's dangerous to chant Hare Krishna.
Opasno je pjevati Hare Krishna.
It's very powerful.
Jako je moćno.
It has nothing to do just with, you know, basic rational scheme of things.
I nema nikakve veze sa ovim običajnim racionalnim stvarima.
But we're happy because we're realizing we know what we want. Krishna knows what we need.
To je jako dobro zato što mi znamo što želimo, a Krishna zna što mi trebamo.
And when we just put ourselves before him to bring what's best for us, that will happen.
I kad se predamo njemu da bi nam on dao ono što je najbolje za nas, to će se dogoditi.
We just have to have stronger shraddha, stronger faith, and let Krishna do the necessary.
Trebamo imati samo snažnu vjeru i dozvoliti Krishna da učini ono što je potrebno.
Other question?
Drugo pitanje. Ti tete s vama je rekao da trebamo doći u gumu vrlinu, odliku vrlinu. Kod neki se onda prirodno javlja da trebaju biti takvi kao što treba biti u gumu vrlinu. Na neki način kao da glume da su vrline u stvari nisu. A neki drugi kažu ja nisam u gumi vrline i onda djelovat ću na tom nivou na kojem jesam i onda moj osjećaj tako da mi to ne bude nekakav napredak. Koja je naša dužnost, to je stvari pitanje.
Pitanje na kraju.
Yes. Yes, see, sometimes people say, well, Prabhu, I'm fallen.
Ponekad osobe kažu, o, Prabhu, ja sam pao.
So, what can I do?
Što mogu učiniti?
Someone says, Prabhu, I just have to be honest.
Ponekad kaže, Prabhu, moram biti iskren.
There's nothing noble about being an honest deviant.
Nema ništa uzvišeno u tome da budemo iskrena osoba koja je napravila devijaciju, koja je zastranila.
Krishna has no favors. He has promised. He will maintain what we have and carry what we lack.
Krishna nema nikoga ko je njegov favorit. On će zadržati nam ono što imamo i daći nam ono što nam treba.
He has emphatically declared he will reward us as we surrender.
On je jasno rekao da će nas nagraditi u skladu sa tim kako mu se predamo.
We have free will.
Imamo slobodnu volju.
The doctor can prescribe the medicine, but still the patient has to take the medicine.
Doktor može dati određeni lijek, ali još uvijek pacijent je taj koji treba uzeti lijek.
The doctor gives the medicine and the patient doesn't take it, then the patient will not get the full benefits.
Jer ako doktor prepiše neki lijek i onda ga pacijent ne koristi, onda neće dobiti puno dobrobit.
So the patient cheats himself.
Na taj način pacijent vara samog sebe.
But if others in the environment are taking the medicine, it will encourage that patient to take the medicine also.
Ali ako drugi u okruženju koriste taj lijek, onda će to potaknuti i pacijenta, tu osobu da ona uzme lijek.
So as more devotees act proper, it will encourage those who are not acting proper to raise their standard.
Tako što više bhakta djeluje pravilno, to će potaknuti one koji ne djeluje pravilno da podignu svoj standard.
Anyone else?
Još netko?
It's nice. They're chanting Krishna's name over there.
Yeah, Sai Baba.
There's another...
Sai Baba group.
Sai Baba group? Okay. One of them.
Aha.
Well, you just stand up, maybe speak to.
Not just na hrvatskom, so.
It means basic things.
To znači osnovne stvari neke.
Being truthful.
Da smo istinoljubivi.
Being clean.
Čisti.
Being righteous, being compassionate.
Pravedni, samilosni.
These basic things.
Bazične stvari.
It is amazing how often, as devotees, we minimize such the basic important things.
Zapanjujuće kako kao bhakte na neki način minimaliziramo te bazične osnovne stvari.
We kind of feel that they're not so necessary now, they're not so important.
Osjećamo se kao to možda nije toliko više neophodno i važno.
It's like sometimes someone is so busy trying to serve Guru and Krishna, they have no time to serve Guru and Krishna.
Ponekad je osoba toliko zauzeta služenjem Guru i Krishna, da nema vremena služiti Guru i Krishna.
Meaning they're so busy with their idea that they're forgetting basic things that have to be done.
To znači u stvari da to njihova ideja i stvari oni zaboravljaju bazične stvari koje se treba učiniti.
Somebody is so busy trying to save the world by distributing books, they have no time to be kind to their sankirtan partners.
Neke osobe su toliko zauzete spašavajući svijet kroz dijeljenje knjiga da nemaju vremena biti fini prema svojim baktama koji su također u sankirtanu.
Somebody is so busy trying to distribute food for life, they have no time to make food prasadam for their husband.
Neki su toliko zauzeti da rade hranu koju dijele hranu za život, da nemaju vremena da bi napravila prasadam, odnosno ponuđenu hranu za svog muža.
Somebody is so busy trying to start a school that they have forsaken the responsibility of taking and providing for their own children.
Neki su toliko zauzeti oko toga da osnuju školu, da su zaboravili i se pobrinuli oko toga da njihova djeca dobiju obrazovanje.
On some places, not here of course, someone is so busy trying to build temples that they are getting money in an improper way.
Neki su toliko zauzeti u gradnji hrama i toliko su s tim zauzeti da su počeli prikupljati novac na nepravilan način.
So we should not again minimize it. I think that we are beyond dharma.
I ne bi trebalo minimalizirati tu stvar da smo iznad dharme.
We have a duty to be truthful and to be righteous and to have good character.
I mi imamo stvari dužnost da budemo istinoljubivi, pravedni i da imamo dobar karakter.
Vaishnava should be known as wonderful gentlemen and gentle women.
Vaishnava treba biti poznati kao predivne gentlemen, odnosno dame.
Remember the Goswamis, they were not just preaching only to the sadhus.
Goswami nisu propovjedali samo sadhuima, svetim osobama.
They were kind to everyone, and wherever they went, they brought value to the environment.
I oni su bili fini prema svima, gdje god su otišli, oni su donijeli neku novu vrijednost u okruženju.
So to the masses, to the classes,
bilo da se to radili u širokom krugu ljudi,
even common people would feel comfortable taking shelter of them.
Čak i obični ljudi bi se ugodno osjećali uzimajući utočište njihovo.
Because they were seen as the well-wishers of everyone.
Jer se njih mogli vidjeti kao dobronamirnike svih.
That means their actions were so much full of compassion that people of all different calibers wanted to, you know, to be around them.
Jer njihove akcije su bile toliko pune samilosti da su ljudi svih mogućih nivou željeli biti pored njih.
You see, there's a big issue that's confronting the world now.
To je jedna stvar koja se sad u svijetu događa.
Is that religion and God is being put on trial.
Da su religija i Bog su stavljeni na suđenje.
Mainly because of the fundamentalists.
Najviše zbog fundamentalista.
So the fanatics are causing people to take a closer scrutinization of just what is religion.
I u stvari fanatici su doveli do toga da se sad jasno preispita što je to u stvari religija.
Because we see people have done some of the most inhumanities to humankind hiding behind religion.
I vidimo da se neki ljudi skrivaju iza religije I čine takva nehumana djela čovječanstvu.
So they've actually hijacked religions to do deviant things.
U stvari, oni su oteli religiju na neki način kako bi radili različite devijacije.
What are those deviations? Again, ignorance, mostly, and a little passion.
Koje su to devijacije za stremljenja? To je uglavnom neznanje nemške strasti.
They're thinking somehow they can get the mercy of God and they can just kick away Dharma.
Oni misle da mogu dobiti milost Boga I da mogu propisane dužnosti Dharma jednostavno odbaciti.
They're going to go to heaven, they're going to go to paradise, they're going to get the ultimate rewards while their character is so bad.
I oni misle da će otići u nebo, da će otići u raj, da će dobiti krajnju nagradu dok je njihov karakter tako loš.
It's a bluff.
To je jednostavno bluff.
It's a deviation.
Deviacija za stremljenje.
And it's a great embarrassment to the bona fide saints.
I to je velika sramota za vjerodostojne svece.
So everywhere all around the world, religious people will be studied a lot closer.
I diljem svijeta, ljudi koji prakticiraju neke religije bit će pobliže proučavani.
Many people will want to see what your theology is. They want to see what are the practical manifestations of it. How has it improved your life and improved the life of others?
I mnogi ljudi će htjeti vidjeti koja je teologija određene osobe, kako je njihova praksa I kako je ta praksa napredila njihov život I život drugih ljudi.
Now that we know the higher goals, but our actions are so low.
A ne tako da mi znamo koji je krajnji cilj, a da su naše djelatnosti tako niske.
Any other questions?
Još pitanja?
59 chapter, which verse? What do you mean?
Koji stih? 2:59. 2:59. Dr. Paolo je htio čut komentar. Htite s vami na 59. Stih drugog poglavlja Bhagavad Gita.
Why don't you just read the translation?
Prijevod. Utjelovljena se duša može se uzdržavati od osjetilnog uživanja, premda I dalje osjeća privlačnost prema predmetima osjetila. Ali ako okus u izvršenju I draž, odbacuje takve sklonosti I biva utemeljena u postojanoj svjesnosti.
So, in essence, we can stop the sinful action.
Esencija svega je da možemo prestati griješne aktivnosti.
But the bija, but the seed of the sin may still be there.
Ali sjeme još uvijek može biti prisutno.
It's like you can clean your house, some of the gross things that's there, move them around, clean.
Kao što možemo počistiti nekakve veće stvari u kući.
But you have to get the dust and other things also.
Ali tamo pokupiti I prašinu I druge stvari također.
So, this is when Lord Chaitanya cleaned the Gandhicha temple. He did gross cleaning and then the subtle.
To je isto kada je Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu čistio Gundića hram, napravio grubo čišćenje I također fino čišćenje.
And then he cleaned around so that also the dust wouldn't be brought outside inside.
I onda je počistio oko hrama tako da prašina izvana ne bi bila unošena unutra.
So in our own lives, we have to stop the gross sinful things.
U našim životima mi trebamo prestati sa grubim griješnim aktivnostima.
Now in order to get out the sinful seeds,
ali kako bi odbacili te griješne semenke,
there is param dusta navartate, we have to replace it with something higher.
Moramo to nadomestiti sa nečim višim.
See, the mind is always going to be engaged in sankalpa, vikalpa, accepting, rejecting, rejecting, accepting.
Jer um će uvijek biti uključen u prihvaćanje I odbacivanje, prihvaćanje I odbacivanje.
So it's not so easy or possible just to stop it.
I nije moguće, nije lako samo ga zaustaviti.
We have to entertain it with something that is auspicious.
Trebamo ga zagrati s nečim što je povoljno.
So the important thing is transference of energies.
I važna stvar je, u stvari, transfer energije.
So where there is so much attachment to unhealthy things, we don't want to be just detached and void of some bond or relationship. We want to now transfer that to auspicious attachments.
I tamo gdje postoje vezanost za nepovoljne stvari, ne želimo se samo odvojiti toga I postati prazni, nego želimo vezati za povoljne stvari.
Mm-hmm. So maybe one or two more questions.
Možda jedno, dva više, još pitanja?
Okay.
Pitanje je ovako, zašto neke osobe, zašto se uglavnom ne možemo sjećati naših prošlih života, dok postoje osobe koje se jasno mogu sjetiti prošlog života. I Mark je rekao da ima taj osjećaj da kad bi se sjećali prošlog života, onda ne bi bili toliko vezani sa ovo sadašnje tijelo.
Because we see it's an attribute of Kali Yuga, very, very poor memory.
I možemo vidjeti kao jednu stvar koja odlikuje Kali Yugu je loša memorija, pamćenje.
It's like we have difficulty even trying to remember something that we did, you know, just 4 or 5 days ago.
Imamo poteškoća sjetiti se stvari koje smo učinili prije možda 4 ili 5 dana.
And we know that we are the product of so many experiences earlier in this life and in previous lives.
I mi znamo da smo mi proizvod toliko mnogo aktivnosti koje su prethodile u ovom životu i iz prošlih života.
So sometimes that question is there for many people. We think, why doesn't God let us know? Why doesn't Krishna let us know all the things we've been and done so we can be clear in this lifetime?
I onda se ponekad pitamo, zašto nam Bog, zašto nam Krishna ne dozvoljava da se sjećamo svih tih života, i onda nam, bi nam to bilo jasno sad u ovom životu.
First we actually do know, it's just sort of more subtle.
U stvari mi znamo, samo to malo subtilnije.
That all experiences that we've had is part of our subtle body.
Sva iskustva koje smo imali su dio našeg subtilnog tijela.
It's only the false ego that's kicking in constantly is keeping us on a certain level of cognizance.
Ali samo je ta lažna ego koja nas drži na određenom nivou znanja.
In so many cases, if we were aware of tremendous mistakes we've made and the embarrassing things and the sinful things, it would be quite overwhelming.
I u mnogim slučajevima, kada su se dogodile nekakve velike stvari koje su nešto sramotne ili koje su jako grešne stvari, onda bi glavno se sjećali takve stvari.
We may say, well, that may be there, but we could think about all the good things we have done in previous lives. That could be stimulating to us.
Onda možemo reći, ali možemo se sjećati nekih dobrih stvari iz prošlih života, to može biti poticaj za nas.
So if you want to know more about your previous lives,
ako želite znati više o vašim prošlim životima,
just chant more seriously.
So, pijajte Hare Krishna izbiljne.
Cry out to Krishna more to allow you to come to him.
Molite se, odnosno plaćate Krishni više kako bi vam dozvolio da dođete bliže njemu.
As you mean that more profoundly, as you mean that in a deeper sense, in a deeper way,
da to shvaćate na jedan dublji način,
you'll gradually become aware of many things from your previous lives.
I onda ćete postati biti svjesni mnogo stvari iz vašeg prošlog života.
First, there's so many people who are aware of their previous lives.
Postoje mnogi ljudi koji jesu svjesni svojih prijašnjih života.
We all are somewhat aware.
I mi smo svi donekle svjesni.
Because things that were most important to us in some recent lives has brought us to where we are now.
Jer one stvari koje su bile najviše važne u prethodnim životima su nas u stvari dovele do ovoga u čemu smo sada.
But keep in mind, our consciousness is lying dormant.
Ali trebamo shvatiti da naša svjesnost je sada u uspavanom stanju.
Because there's so much in our own desires that we are not really ready to go back to Krishna fully yet.
Ali u stvari to je sve u okviru naših želja da mi još uopće nismo spremni da se vratimo nazad Krishni.
And the whole Mahatattva, three most material nature, it's a covering.
A Mahatattva je tri odlike materijalne prirode, što stvari to je stvari prekrivač.
So our actions and our misuse of free will has brought on some of this covering.
I naša aktivnosti i krijeva upotreba slobodne volje dovela do tih nekih pokrivača koje sad imamo.
And proper actions will gradually uncover.
A pravilne aktivnosti će nas postupno to razotkriti, uklonit će te prekrivače.
So gradually the devotee comes to a point of having so much realization of past, present as well as future.
I postupno bhakti dolazi do toliko mnogo realizacija u prošlosti, sadašnjosti i budućnosti.
So it has so much to do with our general misuse of free will.
I to ima jako puno u vezi našeg općenitog krivog korištenja naše slobodne volje.
We start using our free will properly, then unfolding.
I kad pravilno pokušamo, kad pravilno počnemo koristiti neku slobodnu volju, ona se polako razotkriva.
So maybe we just take one more question.
Još jedno pitanje? Rekao si da trebamo doći postupno do odlike vrline, a kako se to relacije sa stihom iz Bhagavad Gita koji kaže da svatko mora djelati u skladu sa svojim prirodom, odnosno s odlikama koje nas su.
Well, it's similar to, as we are born, we all come in with certain packages and certain baggages.
Kad se rodimo, onda mi svi dođemo s određenim prtljagom.
And those bags are real.
I ta, te, ono, te torbe, odnosno, ta prtljaga je stvarna.
It's what we have to work with.
I onda moramo raditi na tome.
But it's not our eternal identity.
Ali to nije naš vječni identitet.
It's not eternally putting us in a state of imprisonment or limitation.
I to nije stvar koja nas vječno stavlja u zatvoreništvo ili koja nas na neki način ograničava.
It means according to our prarabdha and prarabdha karma, karma that hasn't manifested, karma that has already manifested, is what each of us are working with in our field of activities.
U krugu aktivnosti koja mi djelujemo postoji karma koja se nije manifestirala ili koja se već manifestirala.
Or better to say that package is our own individual battle of Kuru Setra.
Na neki način taj paket koji nosimo, paket aranžman koji imamo sa sobom, to je naša osobna bitka na Kuru Kshetri.
It's like Krishna told Arjuna to rise above the moat.
Kao što je Krishna rekao Arjuna da se uzdigne iznad oblika materijalne prirode.
Letting us now all know that yes, we may be associated with some unhealthy mode, but we have the duty and the wake-up call to rise above them.
I to u stvari se odnosi na sve nas, da mi možemo se družiti više sa nekom oblikom prirode, ali to nam govori da se trebamo izdići iznad te oblike prirode.
We just remind ourselves, we are practicing.
I trebamo se samo podsjetiti da mi prakticiramo.
Our practice is being observed.
I da tu našu praksu netko promatra.
From our practice, it's like we have an audition, and Krishna and his agents are going to determine who is ready to go back to the spiritual world.
Iz naše prakse, Krishna i njegovi agenti odredit će tko je spreman da se vrati u duhovni svijet.
And so we go back to the spiritual world because we have become like the agents of the spiritual world.
I mi odlazimo u duhovni svijet zato što smo postali poput agenata duhovnog svijeta.
We go back because we no longer have the mental culture of this world.
Mi se vraćamo u duhovni svijet zato što više nemamo mentalnu kulturu ovog svijeta.
Our actions and our thoughts have such so little to do with this world.
I onda naše djelatnosti, naše misle imaju toliko malo sa ovim svijetom.
Doesn't mean we're impractical. We're in the world, but we're not of the world.
Mi smo u svijetu, ali nismo od svijeta.
The more that we're in the world and of the world, the more likelihood for another material body.
Što smo više u svijetu i od svijeta, onda je to veća šansa da se nas vratimo još jedno materijalno tijelo.
So in one sense, Krishna consciousness is a process for certifying people through our many universes to get a chance to go back to the spiritual kingdom.
I na neki način ovaj proces je nešto što osigurava osobama iz različitih univerzima da se vrate nazad u duhovni svijet.
And these material universes are mostly ignorance and passion.
I ovaj materijalni univerzima su uglavnom strasti i neznanje.
Where passion is getting smaller and ignorance is getting larger.
Ali strast je sve manje, a sve više neznanje.
So we grab hold to the mode of goodness like a rope to help to pull us out.
I mi se u stvari hvatamo za odluku vrline kao za uže koje će nas povući gore.
Knowing that it's a means to a higher end.
Znajući da je to sredstvo za više područja.
But if we don't grab the rope, we stay in confined.
Jer ako ne uzmemo to uže, onda ćemo ostati u ovim nižim vodama.
So, in your own way, you may want to look a little closer at some of the things that Prabhupada is saying about the mode of goodness.
I na svoj način mi trebamo možda pogledati u različite stvari koje što Prabhupada govori o odlici vrline.
And try to have more authentic associations amongst yourselves.
I da pokušamo imati više autentičnog druženja međusobno.
Don't just tell somebody when they're sick, oh Prabhu, just chant Hare Krishna.
Nemojte nekom kad je bolesti samo reći, oh Prabhu, samo pjevaj Hare Krishna.
So you're trying to honor Sanatana Dharma, but where's Dharma?
I na taj način pokušavamo slaviti Sanatana Dharma, ali gdje je Dharma?
You help them so they can genuinely chant Hare Krishna.
Vi ste im pomogli da mogu izvrno pijati Hare Krishna.
Somebody is suffering and struggling, you say, oh, Prabhu, after all, you're not the body.
I neko ispašta i muči se, onda mi dođemo i kažemo, oh, Prabhu, pa ti nisi ovo tijelo.
Of course they're not the body.
No, da nisi ovo tijelo.
But they're having a body still.
Ali još uvijek imaju tijelo.
So in basic things, we want to keep a good balance.
I te bazične stvari su treba biti prisutne, trebamo držati balans.
As we keep a good balance, then we're offering body, mind and soul in Krishna's service.
Kad imamo pravilan balans, onda nudimo tijelo, i
dušu. We're offering body, mind and soul.
I dušu u Krishna's službu.
After all, surrender means you give back. You give what you have.
Nakon svega u stvari, predaja znači da daš ono što imaš.
So we don't only have a soul, we have other things also.
Ne samo da imamo dušu, imamo i druge stvari.
we give it all in Krishna service.
I onda sve to dajemo u Krishna službu.
In a way that Krishna would be pleased.
Na način na koji će Krishna biti zadovoljan.
The devotees should be known as a people who have great spiritual insight.
I bhakte bi trebalo biti poznate kao osobe koje imaju veliki duhovni uvid.
People who are very respected.
Koji su cijenjeni.
Even those who are not even a part of our faith, our religion, they should know, oh, the devotees, they are good people.
Čak i oni ljudi koji nisu dio naše religije trebaju znati, a ovi bhakte, oni su fini ljudi.
They're ethical, they're moral.
Oni su etični, moralni.
They have great vision.
Imaju veliku viziju.
They have a powerful culture.
Imaju moćnu kulturu.
And more and more we act in such ways, we have less people leaving.
Što više djelujemo na takav način, imat ćemo manje ljudi koji odlaze.
We have more people staying.
Imat ćemo više ljudi koji ostaju.
We have more people growing faster.
Imat ćemo još više ljudi koji brzo rastu.
Yeah. So I think there is prasadam now.
Mislim da sad prasadam.
And then after we'll have for Arctic.
I'm posle toga ćemo imati Arctic.
And I was asked, if some of you have many of my books. So we have some new books that's come out. And where I be going? So I think I'll be in the back there. Yeah, I'll be in the back at one of the tables, hopefully to sign books.
Tako da tika s vami će biti pozadi, za stolom i potpisat će knjige onima koji to žele.
And if they allow me, I will join in the Arctic also.
I pridružit ću se u Arctiku.
Okay.
Tika s vami ki.
Iskan Founder Chad, Zirbhagwad ki.